Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Everyone, and welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. I'm really excited about our guest today. I have Ella Barnard with me, and Ella's an author and publishing coach who loves helping people connect with their audiences and with each other. Her superpower is matching creative people with the perfect tools and mindset to make creating easier and more fun. In All the Writers Welcome Facebook group and the AWW Academy, she and Megan, a friend and writing coach, share everything you need to know to successfully write, market, and self-publish your books. Ella lives in Idaho with her hubby, their pooch, and three cats who are the stars of more than a few marketing and self-publishing tutorials. It is my pleasure today to welcome Ella to the show.
Thank you so much, Belinda. I'm excited to be here.
Oh, wonderful. Yep. Yeah. Writing is always an exciting topic for sure. So why don't you take a few minutes and fill our audience in on a little bit of that journey and how you got where you are today, and kind of just fill us in on a little bit more about your bio.
Okay. Well, I moved around a lot growing up. So I went to 8 different schools between kindergarten and 12th grade. And with all of those transitions, being the new kid, I never really got a chance to discover what I really loved. You know, like, what is it that I want to be when I grow up? I didn't know, because it was just it was tumultuous. Okay. So at that time, books kind of became my lifeline. Like, it was like, okay, at least these are consistent. It's an escape. It was an escape, but I fell in love with them. So as I grew up in college, I started kind of exploring, well, what is it that I want to do? Cause I still didn't, and I'm sure I'm not the only one, like, where I'm just like, I don't know exactly what I want to do. And I kind of had a pretty low self-confidence at that time. So after I graduated, I ended up spending more than a decade as just an administrative assistant, just like, you know, helping other people with their businesses and saying to myself, like, gosh, there's got to be something better than this. Like, I can do more than this. I'm pretty sure I can do more than this, right? So I had a changing moment, like as we do. I was temping at IBM, and a coworker and I had gone to do a coffee run for other people in the office. And as we're riding back, I'm sitting in the passenger seat, and he's driving, and we're going over speed bumps, and I'm holding the coffee, and even with just the tiny little holes, right, the coffee is spilling out. like as we go over the speed bump, it's like, and I'm trying to hold it. And I'm like, you know, someone should really invent something that keeps the coffee from spilling out. And this was before, this was when they were at this coffee place, they were, you know, cutting up their stickers and taping it over.
Right.
You know? And then they got wet. And then after the sticker got wet. So I was like, somebody should really invent that. And then just a couple months later, every coffee shop had those the stirring sticks that plug into the lid.
Right.
And I was like, if I had taken that thought to the next, like, I could invent something, you know? So I was like, so that was like my aha moment of like, I could have done that. That guy is a bazillionaire, whoever invented that. So I didn't want to invent stuff. That's not my calling, but I definitely was like, I could be doing something. So I started reading self-help and business books. At the time I was living in the I just moved to the Silicon Valley, and I was like, everybody here is really smart. So I bought a book on CSS and learned to make my own website, you know, and just started doing fun stuff, like, you know, like fun self-education stuff.
Sure.
And yeah. And just started kind of slowly gaining confidence and learning about what interests me. And I found out I'm really good at seeing the potential in people, and helping them reach it. But I couldn't find like the right fit. Like, I'm like, what exactly do I want to do with this though? Like, it's not like there was a business out there for me to just step into. Like, oh, I'll just step into that job. And on and off, I'd be like, is it possible for me to take reading and do something with that? Like, I love books. And I didn't have the right idea until not too long ago. I told my good friend Megan, who we're now business partners, I was like, listen, you're a writing coach. We both love books and writing and creativity and helping people. So I'm going to start a Facebook group. We're both going to do a Facebook Live every week. I'll do one on marketing and mindset, and you do one on writing. So we started that not that long ago. And since then, now we have, you know, quite a large Facebook group, a good following, and a business built around it. So that's my story.
Well, that's great. And I really love that you kind of shared the whole thing, because I think it is those tiny little epiphanies or those tiny little moments in life. People always, I think they look at other people and say, oh, she must have always known, or she must have, you know, trained in this or whatever. But sometimes it is those tiny little epiphanies and those tiny little moments of life that the strangest thing can spark you to sort of change and create a whole new lifestyle around it. So,
yeah,
you have to really be open to that, I think, to paying attention to those little moments.
Yeah. You know, I've probably had dozens of those in my life because I think the universe gives you them. But the timing on that one was just right. It was like, bing, oh. So, wow. Yeah.
So then tell us a little bit. So you've told us a little bit about your business and a little bit more and how that shaped your lifestyle today. So like you're in a different place today than you were even a few years ago.
Yeah. Well, Megan and I, we help people write, market, and publish their books on Amazon. One of the key things that we help people do is to do it pretty quickly. So our signature kind of course is to help people write, market, and publish their books in 4 months. And it's for people who have had a dream, who have had a dream about writing. I've always wanted to be a writer and maybe never have. And they can come. They can join the Facebook group. The Facebook group has free is where we just give good content. And then we have an academy, and you said it, AWW. I call it it's the All Writers Welcome Academy, but I usually call it the Academy.
That's awesome.
So it's a membership. You know, you can pay monthly to join, you know, to get coaching. We have weekly live calls with either writing coaching with Megan or marketing coaching with me, a community of people, a private Facebook group. And we basically walk people through wherever they're at to having their book out on Amazon with people purchasing it. So it's really fun to help people because these are people that really have always wanted to write a book, and now we get to help them do it. So
that's exciting, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's like my favorite thing ever. Like, I get off the calls with people and I'm like, ah, like it's a warm feeling in my heart because it's so brave. So it's so brave to write a book. It takes a lot of courage. So for my lifestyle, it's amazing because, you know, I get to work I have to work every day, but I work when it feels good. So oftentimes, like, I'll work in the morning and then I'll be like, man, that took a lot of brain energy, and I'll take a nap and then I'll get up and do some more work. But the work is like online. It's like interacting with people who are like, what about this? And I'm like, okay, let me just Facebook chat you and let you know how, you know, give you your quick answer with people that I enjoy and care for. You know, when the eclipse came by, I didn't have to take, it was magical to not have to take a vacation day. Right. I was able to be like, hubby, let's go watch this eclipse. Cause we were not that far from it. So, and it was amazing. It was amazing. And I'm like, this is why.
Where did you end up watching the eclipse at?
Well, I live in Idaho. And so it was just an hour and a half drive, you know, just an hour and a half, a little bit north.
Okay.
To watch it in the middle of nowhere, Idaho. Just like, we just pulled off the highway and we're like, okay, we're in the place. I cried. It was amazing.
It was amazing. We went to my parents' home and watched it, which was also right in the line of like 100%, and which was in Tennessee. And it was, and my husband was the one that kept saying, we need to do this. And I was so busy and I thought, what are we doing? like, it was about an 8-hour drive for us. What are we doing driving down there and hanging out? And because we were leaving for Paris, like, the day after we got back, we had to drive all the way back home and then in hours get on a flight and go to Paris. And I just thought, this is ridiculous. But he pushed me so hard to go. And we went. And then I was like, this was awesome. This was the most amazing thing. And I'm glad I was able to do that and drive all the way home and get on a flight and go to Paris.
I had the same thing. My sister and I both were like, I don't know if I'm going to do it. What's the big deal? And then we both at the last minute were like, you know what? Let's do it. And then afterwards... afterwards we were both like, that was the best thing, did you do it?
Yeah, it was
amazing.
But I think that it's important. I think it's great that you're able to do that, and I think that's great with the lifestyle and everything, but I also think that there's a really great learning lesson in there, and I know it was for me. It's like, it is those things that seem like they're gonna be an inconvenience, it's just easier to sometimes say no. And then you miss out on really, really awesome opportunities because it seemed too difficult to say yes. Mm. And I think it's just in today's society, we've been programmed that it's just much easier to say no, you know, and how important is it going to be really? And it is those really, like, that'll be an experience I'll remember forever. And so will my daughter. Do you know what I mean? And so... I'm trying to be more aware of saying yes to things of positive experiences, not just monetary gain, if that makes any sense.
No, it makes perfect sense, because I had a moment like that actually yesterday, because my husband was like, do you want to go cut down a tree? Because we live in a kind of rural area. Do you want to go cut down a Christmas tree? And I had been like, maybe, maybe not. And then finally I was like, this is... the reason, because I have a lot of stuff to do for my business. Like, I'm like, mm-hmm. I got a lot of things going on this week. But I was like, this is why I wanted to have my own business, is so that I can take a few hours in the afternoon, go with my husband in the snow, you know, and cut down a Christmas tree. Like, that's why I did it.
And right.
And it's a practice to not forget that, but it's those memories. I'm not going to have any memory of having just sit at my computer, you know, working, but the memory of being with my husband for an afternoon, cutting down the first Christmas tree we've cut down together. That's a big one.
It is. And you will remember that. So I'm glad you did that.
Yep.
All right. So what do you think a couple of your really great skill sets are that have helped you to be successful in your new business?
Yeah. I think that were the biggest is I don't give up. I never, ever give up. That doesn't mean to say that I don't have challenges. And that doesn't mean to say that I don't have moments where I'm like, oh, is this possible for me? But I am committed to being my best self, whatever that entails, and giving it to the world. So when I have those kind of difficult moments, which I have a friend who says, sometimes he's like, when you have a puddle in front of you, you know, sometimes you have to take a couple of steps back to get a running start before you can jump over the puddle, or AKA challenge. And I'm like, yep, but I don't ever give up. I mean, I might slow down, but I'm like, tomorrow. And the second thing is I'm willing to try new stuff and just put it out there. Like, I don't really get embarrassed very easily. And it's probably because I was always the new kid. I was like always the new kid in school. Mm-hmm. And if you don't get vulnerable quickly, you don't really make any friends, because getting vulnerable is how you build friendships. And so I just lost that embarrassment factor really young. And so I'm willing to just get out there. So I just started doing Facebook Lives. I have no experience or at the time, now I do. But at the time I was like, I don't have any experience with being in front of a camera, but I'm like, I'm just going to do it.
Right.
You know, I'm in a chair with the space in my house that has a nice background, and you know, there's cats coming by on occasion, like making like little appearances. That, you know?
I do. And it's so funny because I, You know, I have had some experience doing video work. And so for Facebook Live, for me, it's the polar opposite. Like, I struggle with it being not professional enough, and the sound isn't going to be good enough. And so I'm listening to you. So those are my struggles. They're the polar opposite, that I'm used to being in a studio and with the right lighting. And so just doing it on the fly is really hard for me. Like, and then my cat will show up, and then I'm like, oh my gosh, we got my daughter's got to get the cat. Lock the cat in then your bedroom until I get done with this. So I guess I just need to like relax and let the cat show up.
Yeah. Well, and you probably know this, that people like knowing a little bit about you personally. It makes them feel like you're their friend instead of just somebody that they can, you know, get business advice from. But a friend who can get business. I'm sorry. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
I do. Exactly.
Yeah. Yep. So all of my customers, they know, they're like, Ella likes dragons. She has cats. And she has crazy hair. That is like my persona.
There you go. So share with us one of your most outstanding achievements then, something you're kind of proud of.
Yeah. Actually starting this business, and maybe everybody thinks that, but I've been thinking about this I've been wanting to be an entrepreneur for a very long time and had a real challenge of not, you know, wondering how to do it. And so this business, especially because it's in a feminine way. And I say feminine kind of in air quotes, because it's not, you know, specifically feminine, but it's with cooperation instead of competition. It's with abundance instead of scarcity. It's with helping each other. Like, it's in a category or in a place that women can help each other, because reading and books is a very abundant market, because it's not like a one time people just buy one book and then they're done. You know, you can be really generous in your marketing, because you can say, hey, this other person has a book out. Let me tell you about it. And there's no competition there, because people will keep buying books. Right. And the other part is helping women and people, but most of our customers are women, do that thing that they've been dreaming of for years, which is being a writer. And not even just being a writer, but being a successful writer. It's like, in successful, I mean, by making money doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That is, and all of the ways of doing it is a yes, 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 or a win, win, win for everybody. There's nobody that loses in this business. I love that.
That's great.
Yeah.
So then share with us maybe an obstacle or a challenge that you faced, and then how you worked through that.
Okay. Yes. When we first started, we launched a program that was meant to be, it was a Write, Market, and Publish Your Book in 4 Months group program. And we really did this, almost all of our business was done very, very spontaneously. So it was like, let's start this program. Okay. And we'd give ourselves a few weeks to get people to sign up, because we were new. And one person signed up, only one person. We had a bunch of people who were interested in the program, but couldn't afford it at the price point that we had. And so the challenge, there was a couple of things. The challenge for me was I was working part time and I really wanted to quit my job. I was like, this job is draining me. And I have this great business idea that's working, because we have customer. And so I took that information. I'm like, okay, so we have one customer who really loves it. We have a bunch of people who wanted it. How can we help those people who wanted the program but were like too expensive? And so I was like, well, let's make a membership site. Let's take the content that we create for the program, for the coaching program, and put it online, and people can pay for it monthly to get access. And it's very inexpensive, very doable. Like, it's a very doable monthly price, so that everybody can get the help they need to be a good writer, a successful writer.
That's awesome. Yeah. So that is fantastic. And I have found some people think that we do a lot of our trainings for a much more affordable price than what I should be charging. Like, are you kidding me? I paid this for this and you offer so much more. And I've always had the philosophy in my 20, almost 5 years of doing this. It's like, if I can reach more people at a price point they can afford, I'm actually going to end up selling more and having more success, because there is a, you know, a word of mouth factor that is like, oh my gosh, this is so amazing and you've got to do this. And I don't know, we've had great success and I've carried that philosophy for a really, really long time. Mm-hmm. And I get advice from some of these, you know, quote unquote, are supposed to be big gurus. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh my gosh. And I'm like, yeah, I've done, you know, pretty well consistently for 25 years. So doing it this way and we reach more people. Mm-hmm. And I just think it's a, if you can do that, you know, sometimes it's not always conducive to doing that. But I do think that the more people that are aware about the program, the more people that can benefit from the program, the more they're going to tell others, and then the more members you have. So it really is a win-win.
I love win-wins. That's like my favorite ever. I'm like, yes, win-win.
Yeah. Yes. So what's working from your happy place then? What's that represent to you?
Yeah, working from my happy place, which I love. I love that so much. Just like, that could be a mantra in the morning. What work can I do from my happy place today? It means for me, it's getting closer and closer to my true self. You know, I think everybody has their own individual unique gifts. And when we're younger, the world kind of, you know, sometimes I had a metaphor as I was, you know, figuring things out. I'm like, it feels like the world is like throwing mud on my light. And then it hardened into like this suit. Mm-hmm. And now one piece at a time, I'm taking that, you know, dried old mud off and letting my light shine through. And I think for me, that's what working from my happy place means personally, is to be able to be my truest self and to help other people live from their truest self. In our academy, we have a lady who actually had a near-death experience. Like, she died and then what came back to life, and she'd always wanted to write a book. And now she's in our academy working on her book. We have a lady who was an only child. Her parents have passed away. She never had kids. And so she's like, I'm alone, but I still want to leave a mark on the world. And so she's writing her book. And we have people who've just had a story in their head for years and years. And now they're like, I've been thinking about this story for like 10 years, and now it's time for me to get it down. And so being able to help, it's kind of a meta thing, because I'm like, I get to work from my happy place and I get to help other people work from their happy place. So it's just, it's very beautiful.
That is great. I love that answer. And you know what I also love? I love that you like the work from your happy place. I really sat and thought hard about the name of the show and what I wanted it to represent. And after a year of doing it, I really sort of was looking for some outside advice on branding and some other things. And I had a couple of people just telling me that it was kind of too fluffy. You know what I mean? Like, it sent a message of not being serious, or I'm like, really? Because I think it sends the message of loving what you do and whatever. And they were trying to explain this to me, that it wouldn't be taken seriously, or people that wanted to be true entrepreneurs wouldn't look at it that way. And it's been just recently in a couple of shows, without any prompting on my part, of people saying, I just love this concept of working from your happy place. And you said, I think this should be your mantra. And I was like, wow. And it just confirms to me in my gut. You know, when you know in your gut, like, this is really something important, I think, that people really want, but they don't think they can have it. And then when they do have it, it means something different to every single person that I end up interviewing.
Mm.
And I think that's what's so incredible.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause what your happy place might not be the same thing that my happy place is, but oh my gosh, we're both happy and loving what we do, which makes a more meaningful life all the way around.
Yeah, I definitely think there's a movement for working from your happy place. I think I understand, because I've read a lot of business books, and there's a lot of like, crush it, and you know, like you know? and I read all those books, and that's part, and I was like, gosh, none of these work for me, because that's not like, it's so hard for me. And I would try to do step by step what they were saying, and I'm like, this is just not me. You know, like I'm having such the hardest time. But I love work from your happy place. I think there's a gap, because I think there's a lot of probably people like me who want to be entrepreneurs, who want to do what makes, you know, be their best self and put their gift out there, and crushing it doesn't resonate with them. So I love it. Okay. Yeah. And it goes along with what I was just saying, actually, because I'd say find the right partner, or find an intern, or hire a VA, or somebody. There are so many books out there by, you know, these really guys in their 20s. Sorry, I love guys in their 20s. I have no problem with it. But there's a lot of books out there from dudes in their 20s who are like, I did it all by myself. All I had to do was work for 16 hours a day. And then I did, you know, and I'm like, so I tried that. It never worked for me doing it that way. It wasn't until I found some help. I found a partner, and we share the responsibilities. And that allows me enough time to care for myself, to care for you know, my family, and do a good job. So she's a writing coach. So she writes the newsletters. I don't have to write the newsletters, because writing isn't my strength. Reading is my strength, but writing is harder for me. So she does that part. She has trouble with technical stuff, you know, but I lived in the Silicon Valley and taught myself to make websites. So I get to do the technical stuff. And it is amazing, the difference. It's amazing. So...
Oh, that's great. Yeah. So in closing, why don't you share some new and exciting things that you're working on, and then tell us how our listeners can find you.
Okay. If any of your listeners, if working from their happy place is writing a book, you know, that's where my expertise is. So if that is something that will make you guys happy, we have a free training on how to write, market, and publish your book in 4 months. And if you go to allwriterswelcome.com, so it's all A-L-L, writerswelcome.com/happy for all of us Work From Your Happy Place listeners. You can go get that free training. It's about an hour, a little over an hour. And it just walks you through week by week what you would need to do to write, market, and publish your book in 4 months. And and you can find us at the All Writers Welcome page on Facebook, or the All Writers Welcome group. And that's the best place to reach out to us.
Okay, great. Can you do where they can pick up their free training one more time? Can you just say that one more time?
Allwriterswelcome.com. Oh, it's /, you know, the / happy.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you so much. You've been absolutely delightful. And I can't wait until everyone gets to hear it. So thank you so much for giving of your time today for our listeners.
So happy to be here. Thank you so much, Belinda.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends. And be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com. And click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.